What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm viral media sensation Alex Toy.
And I'm the future of casual entertainment, Alan Moss.
Alan, when you're ready.
Oh, man. So, I feel pretty great. I won't lie.
Yo, this show just keeps getting better.
This show keeps sneaking up on me, and I'm not like, is this gonna be even, is this the week that it's gonna be bad? Like, is it just like a good first week, and the second week, like, stunk? No. Second week, even better. There's some drama going on in this house already.
There's drama. There's tea. There is pot stirring.
The producers? These producers know exactly what they're doing, baby.
They are chomping at the bit. They are salivating. It is... oh my god.
There was some good shit.
This show.
There was some good shit.
Here's the thing. We talked about this last week. Like, this show has to get us, you know, like... engaged in the lives of these fucking randos. Like, this, like, we don't know any of these people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hoo boy, am I already engaged in the love lives of these randos?
Already. Are some of them need to be guarded at all costs, and they must never be mistreated by anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've proven that on Twitter.
Damn right.
Follow us at Final Bros Tonight, and you too can like our tweets about Sheridan. Because you know who else likes our tweets about Sheridan?
Sheridan. He even retweeted it, fools.
Yeah. We're blowing up.
We're blowing up. He didn't follow us, though. Come on, Sheridan. What the fuck? We're too good for
Sheridan,
you?
We gotta follow? Well, okay, we didn't follow him. Maybe we gotta follow him.
That's true. No, we'll follow him. And I think, and maybe we'll be like, how about that follow back, baby?
Yeah.
You know, little nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah. Oh, gods. So, what the fuck happened on this episode?
A lot of shit. Actually, a lot of shit.
No, actually, a lot of shit. Okay, so, yeah.
We open up. It's the next day. The rose ceremony has just happened. The dust has settled. 8 women, 8 men. What's going to happen?
Well, who's going to tell us what's next? It's sport dad Chris Harrison.
And he's looking great. He's just got this energy about him.
He's wearing like a tracksuit with like the collar up. And it's like,
and he
looks like he's about to like run a 5K and then also like run a confessional booth. like
he comes in and he's just like, listen, I know y'all don't know how this show works, but I'm Christopher Brian Harrison. And I'm going to tell you
exactly
how
it. Some of y'all don't know who the fuck I am.
Some of you don't know who I am, Matthew. And
which, that's something that's bothered me. This show has been, and it's only 2 episodes, this show has been very Harrison light.
But you know what? His moments here, he has the gravitas, he's got what he needs to get, and let me tell you, like he makes sure to hit the high notes of what he needs to do. So he goes, everyone...
Oh yeah, the Harrison I get is very good, but I'm just saying I could use a little more Harrison.
Oh, we could always use more. There's no way there's ever enough.
Yeah.
So, Christopher tells them that, you know, in case they hadn't been counting, there's 8 women and 8 men. Get wrecked, idiots! There's gonna be more women soon. Deal with it.
We're getting some ladies.
There's gonna be some ladies here coming. And you're gonna have to deal with ladies. It. Figure it out. So...
And then
he disappears in a cloud of smoke.
Well, more importantly, he pulls the power move of dropping the date card and then gives them the most important advice that he can give on this show. Listen to your heart.
Listen to your heart. And then he drops the card and he's like, booyah, bitch. And he walks out. He doesn't read the card because that's not his fucking job.
No, that's not his fucking job.
He doesn't read the fucking cards.
What if these normies who live in the house? No, they have to get up from the couch.
Wait for Chris Harrison
to leave. Yeah, you have to wait for Chris Harrison to step out of the room.
You can't read this.
Stand.
You can't read this card in my fucking presence.
Yeah, how,
I'm
how,
better than
how
you.
How dare you stand where he stood?
Yeah, I'm better than you. You, I'm going to put this down. You're going to fucking wait till I leave. And then one of you is going to read it. Okay? Good. Chris yeah. out.
So just, someone picks up the card.
I think it was Brandon.
Whatever. Yeah, sure. And this date card goes to Jamie.
Great!
If this show isn't already completely about Jamie.
Right, okay. But at first, I think, like all of us, I was like, boo! Fuck this! She just went on a fucking date! Boo! Until we realized that this was one of the best producer moves I've ever seen.
Yes.
I mean, it was amazing.
This rang so like fucking producery of
you remember the season of
Bachelor in Paradise that Tia and Colton were both on?
Ah, yes.
And the producers gave Tia a group a date card, and then Colton showed up to the beach after Tia was gone.
Right.
It's like let's create this love triangle and make it worse right now.
And not even a love triangle. Let's just like get them the fuck out of here and then just spill hot tea fucking everywhere.
Well, because we've got two great things here. One, Jamie this week is like, Ryan who?
Right, she's like, Ryan, so fuck him. He looks like dumb Harry Potter.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And she decides to give this date card to Trevor.
Of course.
Trevor, will you go on this date with me? Trevor, who's, like, let's be honest, just worse than Ryan. Like,
he's fine. Worse. He's fine. Okay, all right, sir, fine. We get it. You were on American Idol once.
We get it. So they go on this date. And, like, I don't want to glaze through this date very quickly. We'll talk about it. But this date was just, let's go to the park and sing a song together. Like.
All right, great. Hey, do you want to go sit in public in Venice Beach and then like think about a song and then let's go sing it and then steal people's money?
Yeah. They sit together and they talk about their musical tastes was this an original song that they wrote just
no,
there or was this just
no,
a song that
it was
they
definitely
know?
Not.
Of course it's not. No, of course it's not. It's just a song. They just picked some song. No, I know
and,
it wasn't.
And Jamie
song.
And
I'm
Jamie.
Saying, like,
oh, and Jamie is just playing him so hard. I don't really want to play the guitar. I don't think I can like do that and sing. Like, I just like I really love that you're taking the charge in this here for me.
Yeah, yeah
no
and pr- then
no
and
problem,
then she like
babe.
Smashes
wanna, like,
her
face
into
face?
His face.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool.
Also,
don't worry. I'll play guitar.
I missed the fucking memo where Chris Harrison decided to change what the official Listen to Your Heart hashtag was going to be this week.
That motherfucker. He has gotten so power hungry. He's gotten so fucking power hungry that he thinks
he
can fucking change hashtag.
Our first 10 tweets got like no love because I used the wrong hashtag. I used last week's hashtag the bachelor LTYH, although the new hashtag is apparently just hashtag listen to your heart, which, you know what, a lot easier to type.
That's totally fair, but we're gonna have to make sure we check again just in case, because
yeah.
I don't want Harrison throwing curveballs.
Okay, back to this goober date though. They then
get, oh yeah, So Trevor's like, I used to busk here all the time. It's like my chill zone, you know. Like, I'm Trevor. I was poor, essentially, is what I'm saying.
and then they strip down naked.
that happened. Just they just made a hot tub appear like the Bachelor producers can do. Yeah, so after busking...
Oh, shit,
busking,
Peter Krause is here, his
yeah,
magic hot
after,
tub abilities.
After busking and making, like, $26, which let me tell... I want to say one thing. If they made, like, $20, you know what would have been really cute? If they're just like, hey, let's, like, do you want to look at some ice cream or something? Like, just something cute, showing them, like, let's, like, use the money we made just for, like, a little, like, ice cream, whatever. Have a nice
yeah.
little thing. Come on, like, get your shit... I look, these dates suck. Like, they're not good dates. Why not, like, try to
there
let them be
There was one
cute?
Good date this episode. We'll talk about how stupid the dates were this episode. But, like, because also, like, they go out there, they have this song, they get out on, like, the beach, and they're, like, they're like you know.
And of course it's amazing, because somehow it's
incredible.
But here's
the thing. Like, there's a full fucking camera crew around them.
Right. I mean, that had to have been in multiple takes, right? There's no way.
Well, even that, it's just like, I would be so confused if, like, you know, the it's showtime guys get on the fucking subway, and then there's a full fucking camera crew behind them, too. It's like, really?
Everyone, it is showtime. It is showtime. We're going to just set up a couple tripods for showtime. We're going to let everything be handled. Also, by the way, fuck showtime.
Yeah, no, showtime's the worst. Jamie and Trevor are getting real horny in this hot tub.
I mean, okay, let's go. I'm gonna give Jamie a little shout out here because she's smoking hot. Great, great, fantastic bathing suit choice. Just really, really perfect. I approve. Well done. You're gonna be great on Paradise whenever it happens again.
She's
Jamie.
Gonna be great on Paradise.
Jamie, you're gonna be
whenever
great
we're
on
allowed
Paradise.
Back on Paradise, she's gonna be fantastic. Yeah, she looks fantastic. She looks great. But they are just getting like
horny.
There was some hand stuff going on.
Horny.
You know, there's got to be a little hand stuff.
Capital
right?
H horny. There was some not as bad. Okay, I think the most egregious we've seen was Sydney and Peter. I mean, that was goddamn smut.
That was softcore pornography.
But yeah. She was looking so good. If she wasn't running some hands up and down, I would call bullshit. No, she definitely did.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the mansion.
Yeah, as this is all going on.
As this is all going on,
newcomer.
It's time to fuck up. It's time to blow up Trevor's whole shit.
A new challenger approaches.
Which is what happens. The first new contestant, the first woman, appears in a dark gate. The big door swings open and closed, and Natasha walks through it.
I'm a fan of Natasha's.
Huh? I'm not.
Oh, I mean, not her personality or anything else other than the fact that she is smoking hot.
You have said that about basically every woman on this
show.
Right?
No. I don't like Becca.
Okay, well, let's talk about the ones that you're not attracted to. Let's not do that. That seems mean.
No. It's not that they aren't attractive. I am not attracted to them.
Okay. Well, let's. We don't need this.
To be
list.
Fair,
we,
also to be it, fair, it's quarantine, man. I've been alone for a while. I might be attracted to literally anything right now.
So have I, but that has nothing to do with the quarantine.
Sorry, I'm getting a little attracted by the video of me in this FaceTime we're having.
I mean, you're very attractive. You got a real mountain man thing going. Your beard
Bro,
is
I'm not
completely out of control.
I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with it at all.
I'm used to a well groomed beard, and that's like I'm sure you're combing it and stuff, but like it's not as shapely as it is as it was in the before.
It's not as curvy. it's a bit thicker of a goddess than it usually is.
It's true.
Dude, I miss my barber so damn much. But
I miss my barber too.
But you know what?
We follow each other on Instagram.
I miss my barber so much that I'm not gonna go out and protest. Hashtag political.
Yeah. Stay the fuck inside.
Stay the fuck inside, idiots. Okay. But as I was saying, so Savannah walks in and she is a street talking Natasha.
Natasha.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Natasha walks in and she says, like, listen, I'm here to find my baby daddy. I am like her words literally. Like
she
I
says,
am,
I'm here to find my husband, I'm here to find my baby daddy, which like are two like kind of like distinct things. Like
very,
I
very
get that they
different.
Can be the same
yeah.
person. That makes sense, but like I feel like contextually they're typically different things. So let's
Yeah. She's like, listen, I'll say whatever I want. I'm not gonna not say what I want. I'm from the East, but I live on the West Coast now. Deal with it. Now it's like, okay, yeah. your personality is horrible.
And this was wild. So she's doing like the rounds and like meeting everyone in the house. And someone, I don't know, let's say Becca, mentions, like, oh, there's two people who are on a date right now, so you'll meet them later. And she's like, oh, who are they? And she's like, oh, Jamie and Trevor. And immediately Natasha says, oh, Trevor from American Idol?
No, in two questions. This was bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Trevor? Like, Trevor who? He's, like, from around here. Oh, Trevor from American Idol?
Trevor from American Idol? Which, okay. Was there only one Trevor ever on American Idol?
Also, how the fuck are you sure? Oh, it's definitely him. It's definitely that Trevor. Oh, he's from in here? There's only one Trevor in the greater Los Angeles area. So it's definitely Trevor from fucking American Idol. That was such bullshit.
Yeah, no, that like, oh, you can smell the producer. Oh, okay.
For sure. she also coming into that, she for sure knew. She for sure knew.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, she knew, like, they got her, say, like, they cast Trevor, and then they were like, let's cast someone who vaguely knows him.
Right.
Keep in mind, they've never actually met.
She just knows his ex.
She knows his ex-girlfriend.
Insane. So she takes a giant pot of hot tea, and she spills it everywhere. Like a dirty hot tea spiller. And apparently...
It's the Boston Tea Party over here.
It is the Boston Tea Party.
With the amount of tea she's spilling.
And so this is juxtaposed against Jamie telling Trevor, all of my boyfriends have cheated on me. And I don't like it.
I know. This show has done such a good job of, like, having shots of, like, something bad happening next to something, like, beautiful happening.
They're doing it a lot. It's like,
Sheridan's good.
Sheridan's like, I really feel good about what's going on. As Julia's, like, coming to tell him that, no. Like, we'll get into that.
We haven't gotten to that part
But I'm just saying, that's where they're at, and it's great. So, as what's her face? What's her name?
Natasha
is telling everyone that Trevor had cheated on his ex-girlfriend, that he broke her heart, they were in a 2.5-year relationship, and he's a scumbag, and he's a bad person. And once he gets here, I'm going to confront him, because I was friends with his ex, and I know all this. Trevor is, like, making out in a hot tub, being told that, like, hey, don't ever cheat on me, which is great.
So the date ends, and which it's still very jarring to me that there's no night portion of the date. Like, there's no, like,
it's
dinner.
It's weird.
Yeah. And I guess, like, it saves some money. Cause let's be honest, they don't eat the food anyway.
Although they could have eaten some fucking ice cream with the money that they had gotten from busking.
They could have gotten some Halo Top ice cream and Nick Vile could have made a cameo.
That would have been very funny. Also, I think Nick was actually at that shoot.
Good.
Because he mentions recently that he had been on a run and he ran by a shoot and he had seen Jamie and someone he was with. So I think that's the one he was talking about, and I think he was actually there for a moment.
We got to go back to the tapes and see if you can see Nick Vile. Like,
I was genuinely looking. I was like, is Nick there? Is this the one? I'm going to listen to his next...
When do we bring Nick back into Bachelor Nation?
He did a recap this week with Christopher Brian Harrison, and I'm going to listen to see if he mentions it.
I know, I haven't listened to it yet. I don't listen to any recaps until after we've recorded.
Oh, I know. It's just professional, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's professional. So the date ends, Trevor and Jamie put their clothes back on, and they come back to the mansion, and Natasha swoops in.
It's like, hi, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Have we met before? No, but I need to talk to you. My name's Natasha. Talk to me now. And he goes,
I want to talk now.
And he goes, and hey, Trevor can I have says, a, can I, like, can I have settle a second? In?
No.
No, I want to talk now.
I okay. want to talk right now.
Okay, Veruca Salt, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
I want it now.
So... God, Natasha and Trevor, like, sit down in some room.
So she's like, so she okay, sits so him down. She sits him down and just roasts him.
Yeah,
puts and him he's over like, to spit kinda, like, and roasts him.
And we never get, like, a definitive thing. Like, he basically says, "I didn't like actually cheat on her. Like, he admits there was some emotional
cheating
going on.
So you were lying? So you were cheating? So you were cheating and lying? So, no, you're not listening. Oh, no, I'm listening. Let me tell you. You were cheating and lying. Chill the fuck out, girl. Chill out. You don't actually know this person.
You don't actually know. And also, like, and this is something that, like...
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I am. This is something that bothered me a little bit because, like, she... Like, at one point, like, she was like, does that sweet girl Jamie know the situation? And I'm like, no, they've been on one fucking date. They don't need, like, you don't need to spill your entire life story.
This isn't the regular Bachelor.
Yeah. like, let's entertain the idea that Trevor did not, like, physically cheat on his girlfriend. Like, he's not obliged to tell Jamie,
he doesn't
hey,
have to,
BT dubs,
I did all this shitty stuff. Like, move a little farther in the relationship and be like, I need to tell you about things in my relationships that I've done, and I want to let you know that that's, like, that I'm working to change that about myself.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're showing genuine growth as a human? Wow.
Like, by batch laws, that's second date material.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus fucking Christ.
Not first date. Yeah.
Also, so
at least that's how I see it.
So according to Trevor, there was no physical cheating. But yes. He had been texting another girl, which while he was in this relationship that wasn't going well, and then which is what I guess you call emotional cheating.
Sure.
I don't really know what that is.
I understand the concept of it.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I don't really understand. Like, I never really experienced it.
Yeah. We don't need to, like, get into it super in-depth, because I am not a relationship expert. But, like,
I mean,
there
neither,
was no,
actually,
like, sort
I think
of,
I
like,
have experienced it. I had a bad girlfriend once. Yeah, I have. It's not
once?
Great.
Yeah, once.
I've had more than one. But this particular one is the one we're both thinking. Fuck you.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to. Yeah, no, we're on the same page. But yeah, we don't need to get into like what emotional cheating is. Basically,
he tells Jamie about it.
My name's Trevor. I'm 20-something years old. I might have cheated on my last girlfriend. It's unclear at this point.
I think he comes out. He tells Jamie, he's like, look, I was like, I was doing this emotional cheating. I never did this. It's not something I'm proud of. I really like you, and I really like what we have, and I really want to continue exploring that. And Jamie's like, look, it was hard knowing that you did that you might have cheated. I don't know. Oh, and by the way, my favorite part I forgot to mention. While What's-Her-Face has Trevor in one part of the house.
Natasha.
And all the other women are, like, trying to comfort her, but making it vastly worse.
They're making it so the other women in the house.
And they're like, don't worry, honey. Don't worry. I mean, I understand you want to rally around a woman that you're a friend of, but you're not doing it in a good way. Just like, hey, don't worry about it. Let him come. Like, only thing that they needed to say was, don't worry about it. Let him come talk to you after they're done. And then try to figure it out. That's all I needed to say. They didn't need Becca leaning forward in her face going, listen, he might have cheated. I don't know if he cheated, but he might have. If he did cheat, then you need to be upset about it. But if he didn't cheat, then don't be upset about it. But he might have cheated. He might have. Don't worry about it. He definitely might have cheated.
Sorry. I was trying to get a screenshot of you very close to the camera.
I'll do it.
Okay, good. We need to get, like, screenshots like this because we're not getting our usual, like, you know, fun times.
Did you get it?
You're good. I got it. Yeah, I got it. But the other thing I want to say, you can tell very, very obviously, you know, none of these contestants were ever a summer camp counselor.
No, they were not. They did not.
They don't have camp counselor energy at all.
They don't have camp counselor energy at all.
Like, this is negative bonding.
Okay, maybe Jamie. Maybe Jamie was a camp counselor.
Jamie might still be a camp counselor. She's 14.
She's basically underage.
She's 21. She's allowed.
You know who was definitely a camp counselor? I feel like Hannah Ann.
No, she's too busy modeling.
Yeah, whatever.
I think it's more likely Madison was a camp counselor.
I believe
like
that, too. Oh, definitely for church camp.
Like a
definitely
church camp situation?
Church camp. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're in the past.
They're in the past. Fuck those. They're dumb. No one cares about them. They're gross. Anyway,
we'll see you on BIP if that happens. Yeah.
So they're negative bonding over here, and that's going on over there, and it's awesome. So then they get back together, and Jamie's like, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Oh, wait, so you're past it? Okay, let's kiss.
Yeah. Like, they basically,
she got over it very quickly.
She got over it very quickly. And she even says, like, look, I am choosing to continue to trust this boy.
Okay.
Okay.
If it sucks, that's on you.
Like, Trevor might be Garbo. He might not be. But if we assume for a second that he is telling the truth here, especially considering that Natasha doesn't fucking know him, if we entertain that, he, has admitted that he has done something wrong and that he is, open to and trying to change these aspects of himself.
Which is literally the only thing I can ask out of a person in general.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do.
So
great. I'm happy here to just, accept, all right, Trevor, fine.
You fucked up, but all right.
You fucked up. You owned it. Cool. Moving on.
All right.
Because now it's time for another date.
And as this is going on, nothing of note happens, right? After that, yeah.
Well, there's another date.
I know. I'm just saying, between the two dates, nothing else of note happens. I can't, yeah.
Nothing that was important. This was it.
So, yeah, second date time. Second date card.
Second date card. It is for Bree.
Bree. That's correct. That is correct.
Yes.
And she's definitely going to take anyone, but no, she's gonna take Chris. Of course they are.
She's gonna take Chris
because they're
the
only person she's spoken to, because their love is pure and they're gonna last this entire thing until it comes crashing down.
Exactly. Was this the date where she gets the date
they
card
fucked
and
guitar
gets
center?
Down on one knee?
Oh yes.
No, yeah. We haven't got to the guitar center thing yet. But yeah, this is she gets down on one knee and Chris is like, oh my God, it was so beautiful the way she asked me on this date. It's like, all right, come
and
on.
Chris was like, ah, yes, I've always wanted a white person to bow to me.
Let's not make this a race thing. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
It made him a little horny.
So what's the best date for two musicians to go on? Let's go to Guitar Center.
What the fuck? There's so many better music. Okay,
let's go outside of operating hours so we can just browse.
Music culture in Los Angeles. Like, they even passed some famous record stores. You know how much cooler it would have been to go into a record store and spin old vinyls and understand about your musical taste and my musical taste and sing and that would have been awesome. Instead,
what?
You
no,
go to...
get out of here. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, it's garbage. We're not here to listen to music. We're here to make music.
No, so but you could have also played music too. So yes, let's go to the corporate guitar center. The Los Angeles Strip Guitar Center. It's like a mecca for musicians. Fuck you. I can go to the one in Atlantic. It's the same size and I can do everything the same. And you know what? It's two floors, dingus. It was the dumbest fucking date. I don't know.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It was fucking stupid.
It was very cute because they're cute. But other than that, what a fucking stupid date.
They walk around Guitar Center. They sing a song, because of course they do.
Bree hits some drums real quick.
Bree plays the drums real hard, and he's like, "Do you play the drums?" No.
Nah.
It was a real Freddie Jones style of drumming, you know?
Yeah, have some fun. You know what would have been really cool is if you show them running around and picking out guitars and then just playing different things. Like, play some metal, play some jam a little bit. You know what I mean? Don't be so fucking cute. You know what would have been more cute? Being human. They felt like robots.
Sorry, I feel
on,
like
on
you just completely
tip.
Ignored my School of Rock reference.
You're sorry, sorry. I was like feeling really passionate about this, as you were saying.
I made a really good School of Rock reference, and I feel like you just ignored it.
Sorry, I wasn't hardcore.
And you gotta live hardcore.
Because the legend.
I referred to her style of drumming as Freddie Jones style.
No, you did. No, come no, you did. It went right over my head. I'm so
Freddie
sorry.
Jones, Freddie Jones, the drummer for the School of Rock. Can
Whoa!
We get Jack Black on this show?
Yeah, oh my god. Whoa! Great. Take it down a little bit. You give me a little Tarzan, I need you to bring it down.
George the Jungle.
George the Jungle. Give me a little George the Jungle.
I that like whole scene, like when Jack Black says to a literal child in the year of our Lord 2003, you know the show Hawaii 5-0, which like I did not at the time.
Yeah, I did not know. You know the Doors.
And, like,
you know?
I still basically don't. Let's
come on,
touch me, babe.
Lawrence like, is good at piano.
We've said this before. Like, I can't, like, that's the definitive version of the song for me.
Oh, oh,
like,
for
when
sure.
When I hear Touch Me by
the
I don't
Doors.
Want to get the name of the band.
The Doors.
Thank you.
The Doors. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Thank you. Sorry. Fuck. I can't believe it. But, like, I do Jack Black's whole scatting, and I even say Lawrence is good at piano.
Yes.
Because that's the definitive version of the song.
Okay. Well, we need to get Jables to come Jabling on this show. That would be great.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Bree and Chris are at a piano, and they sing Elvis Presley's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Elvis rolls over in his grave.
I made this song for this!
Yeah.
Elvis rolls around in his grave and talks to Frank Sinatra, and he's like, at least they just ruined your microphones. That's my actual song.
Part of me thinks maybe Elvis would be cool with this.
Nah, baby. Oh,
nah, because like, come on, he was like gaudy and weird.
Nah,
he,
fuck
like
it.
he might have been really into The Bachelor.
Yeah, maybe
would
out
Elvis
of shape. Maybe out
Bachelor?
Of shape. Vegas Elvis was into it.
Yeah, like the Dino Spumoni years.
Like the,
you know?
Dino Spumoni. That's more Frank Sinatra.
And now Dino Spumoni was Elvis.
I don't know. Oh, that's high content. I don't know. I think Dino Spumoni was more Frank Sinatra.
Well, no, because they did the whole faking his death thing, which that was more of an Elvis thing than a Frank Sinatra thing.
That's fine, but he's a crooner, like a. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, you need to look this up because I'm gonna say Dino Spumoni is more of a Frank Sinatra type.
Yeah, Googling it, I'll give it to you. He's definitely more of a Frank Sinatra. It even says here, he's a combination of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that feels more. Yeah, Dino Spumoni.
I just heavily associate Dino Spumoni more with the episode where he fakes his death.
That was a hilarious episode.
Yeah.
Ha, Looney, we got the ghost of Dino Spumoni! Everyone thought he was a ghost. Because they walked in and him using the shower. Just a towel around him. That was a great episode.
That episode was wild.
That was Alan's Nickelodeon trivia for you. You're welcome.
Yep, that is Alex and Alan discuss B-list characters in the Nickelodeon television show Hey Arnold.
Well, you're welcome, America. So anyway, they sing to each other. They seem to really like each other. And you know what's buck wild about this show?
That they're in a Guitar Center?
That in week two, you can say, I am falling in love with you.
Okay, yes, that is wild. And I even mentioned this on Twitter. It's like... Normally, yes, it is buck. It would be buck wild to say this during week two. Looking at you, Luke P. But I never want to mention him again.
I retched and I threw up in my mouth. I retched.
Oh, no, I just did a little bit too. But, like, this Listen to Your Heart, Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart nonsense, it's only 6 weeks. It's not the usual 9-10 week affair.
That's true. I would have thought they should do week 3, just saying. But also, in a vacuum, they are with each other a lot. So she is probably been rubbing up on Chris for like a while now. So she might be getting some real feelings real quickly.
Yeah.
So I get it, but also chill the fuck out, girl.
Yeah.
But Chris says it
back. So that's the end of that date.
Chris says it back. They're both falling in love with each other and their love is pure.
Yippee skippy.
Good for you, Chris.
Meanwhile, back at the mansion, we're still dealing with Jamie and Trevor, but we covered that already.
So it's really, really nothing. It's just nothing at this point.
Yeah. There's another date card.
Whoopah!
It is for, yeah.
Wait. Do we have 4 dates this week?
We had 4 dates this
week.
Holy
shit! That's so many dates!
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, another date card shows up. And as this is going on, because it's for Sheridan, our boy, our sweet, sweet boy Sheridan. Now, as this has been going on, Sheridan has been telling us that, like, he's only into Julia, and Julia's the one for him. And, of course, it's juxtaposed with Brandon being like, Julia's, like, also into me, too. It's pretty sweet.
Which is Brandon's energy so hard.
It's like, this, just like... So, like, Sheridan told me, like, I'm here for Julia. And I was like, all right, cool. But, like, I'm still going to talk to her, bro. Whatever.
Sheridan, come on, my boy. Sheridan, my boy.
Sheridan, my sweet, sweet boy. Your sweet, great, awesome, rockin' country boy.
Like, just wear long hair, wearing a hat.
Long
fuck
hair,
yeah.
Country
cool
boy.
Cool rings. Long-haired country boy.
And... Sheridan picks Julia to go on this date with him because he really wants to solidify their relationship. And he tells us some real important information about this date. What does he say, Alex?
I don't know. This is really your train of thought.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. He tells us that if this date goes well, then they'll be in a relationship.
Ah, yes.
And if this date doesn't go well, then they won't be. Great.
Yeah, homie, that's how dates work.
That's how dates work, you fucking dingus. I love you, Sheridan.
Like,
you're
even
sweet,
outside of this
you're
show.
You're a sweet boy. You're a sweet boy, Sheridan. But, like, duh. You fucking kidding me?
He's a real wordsmith, that Sheridan.
Yeah. This date was actually kind of... This was a date. This is a date that I would see.
This is a date.
This is a fucking date. They send them to the iHeartRadio studio. And they go and sit in on a live radio broadcast.
Show,
broadcast, whatever. And they get interviewed by them and they ask them, like, have you guys kissed? Have you kissed other people? Do you like each other? Do you?
And it's great.
How do you like a bachelor? Like,
they are like, have you guys kissed? And they're like, yeah. Have you kissed other people? And, like, Julia just, like, kind of looks at the ground like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I have. And Sheridan's
and they're
like, no.
And Sheridan's like, no, I haven't.
And then he looks directly in Julia's eyes and goes, I haven't, Julia. It's not what he did.
No, he didn't. Like, but it was great because, like, the radio people were like, all right, let's not talk about this anymore. Energy in here just got real weird.
So, want to perform live?
So, want to sing a song? And like, okay. So, hold on. Let me take a swing.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. It's just water.
That's what I've been drinking. It's just water.
Yeah, I know. So, they do, you know, get up and sing a song together.
And Sheridan's like, you want us to do it now? Can we, like, prepare? And
no, sing.
But this was a live.
Sing for me.
This was like a live song. So like this one was like they didn't have a lot of time to practice, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think maybe had like a little bit of time, but like not like a lot. And here's the thing, like Are all musicians just horny to sing, like, whenever, like, yeah, anytime? Or is this just in the context
just
of
just like, I feel like just like, and I'm gonna, and yes, I am calling, not you, but I'm calling you out, listeners. Them and musical theater people are always ready to sing. Haven't you seen that thing when the people are on the plane from Lion King? They're just on there. People are boarding. They're not happy that they have to sandwich next to some, like, baby and an old person. And then you're just like, and I'm like, listen, bitch, I just need to stow my stuff in the cabin. Can you stop singing? Please.
Like, it just makes me think of like I'm a comedian, and then when people say the sentence to me, tell me a joke, I want to simultaneously slap them in the face and then go inside my turtle shell. Like,
right? Like, just...
It's like, yes, I am a comedian. This is something I do. But also, like I'm not, like, on all the time. Like,
yeah, exactly. Or, yeah, okay. I could go on and on about musical theater people. They're good people, but they are always ready to... They are always ready to sing. And musicians, yes, are always ready to play and sing.
All right, I believe it.
So they get them to sing this song. I wish I could tell you what it was. Hey.
Nope.
Still, I would love an episode where I know more than maybe one or two songs.
Or, like, at the very least, could you just, like, could they put up, like, a little card at the bottom, like, telling us the name of the song? And
right,
maybe the original
that I'd like
artist,
to know.
Like,
yeah, so I can compare.
So I can put it on a Spotify playlist, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Bachelors.
Come on, Batch.
Come on.
Come on, Christopher Brian Harrison.
Come on! All right, so they sing. It's beautiful. They have a lovely... looks like they have a lovely connection on that stage. As Sheridan... Let's just throw this out there. Sheridan's voice is amazing.
Sheridan is wonderful.
Sheridan can fucking sing.
The boy is great.
And
I expected nothing less from this.
Julia
from
had
Sheridan.
A good voice too, but Sheridan was just like... You were the star there, boy. Let me tell you.
Fucking tore it up vocally. I love it.
So,
love Sheridan.
So Sheridan and her, they have a great time. They have a big, passionate smooch. And that's the date. That's it. They did it.
And that's the date. Date over. Great job, guys. Great job.
So as they go back, it's is this when we get two new contestants?
Sometime during the date, we got two
we got two new contestants, two new ladies.
Yeah, we got two new women showed up, Mariana and Ruby.
Ruby.
Now, keep in mind, we already have a Rudy. So
now we have Ruby and Rudy. Great.
So now we're going to have to really put the emphasis on the D and the B here. So
what you're saying
talk
is,
about Rudy,
I got a Rudy,
and talking about Ruby,
and a Ruby.
Didn't we all agree to stop doing that impression? Like a long time ago? Like at least 4 years ago? I feel like just as a whole, we agreed to stop.
Sorry. Listen. It was hilarious. Look, if you expected everyone to listen to the name Rudy and not in at some point make that joke, you're crazy.
That's fair. God, sorry, I just had to stretch the arms a little
and,
bit.
And all the women, as usual, are like, shit, more hot bitches.
More hot bitches. I was trying to find that gif from 30 Rock.
Hot bitches, lemon. Yes, yes. Yeah. Ah, hot bitches. That's a great... That's so good, too.
I couldn't find a GIF of it, so, like, I'm inclined to, like, just go make one.
I would, if I was you.
Yeah.
Because you're good at that, because
it just... It's the whole premise of the episode.
Just hot bitches.
We've got those two, and... Good, like, first it's like, ugh, new names to remember. But also, good news, they don't really do anything for the rest of the episode, so...
No, but I will
I'm
say...
I'm sure we'll get some focus on them next week.
I will say, because it's important that I mention this about anyone I find attractive, Mariana is smoking hot.
Okay.
Smoking hot. Just throwing it out there. Just letting everyone know what I think.
And I'm personally a fan of Ruby, so.
I like Ruby. I thought Ruby was very attractive.
Sorry, Ruby.
Ruby. Ruby.
We got really put the emphasis on the B.
I've got a rude E and a rude B.
So let's move. So Ruby and Rudy at one point like are just like singing together.
And I was like, I can't tell. I'm not going to try to say either of their names.
Like it's like what was it like part of a contest? They just decided to sing together, and I'm like, I kind of like this idea.
This is some nice bonding. This is good.
Like I'd like it if they were friends.
And so this whole episode,
it's like how we're friends because I'm Alex and you're Alan. Exactly. Like it would just be very funny, you know.
Yes, it is very funny, and then people would think we're related,
and then people assume that you're related because you have similar names. Look, and similar energy, be honest.
Similar energy, but look nothing alike.
No, we look nothing alike.
So,
but people will assume and believe that you're related for several years.
And you know what? We'll just roll with it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I want to just bring up Rudy real quick. Rudy. I want to bring her up really quickly because
this is already old.
This entire season. Episode.
two episodes?
Yeah, this episode. She has been having a low-key freakout. Because she knows she's in danger of a rose. And she don't know what to do about it.
It's true, she doesn't. She had that whole thing with Matt last week, but then she didn't pick Matt. But then, Cheyenne gave Matt a rose, so Matt's still around, and Matt and Cheyenne don't seem to be talking a whole lot.
She talks to Matt a little bit, and like, I just want to make sure we were okay. And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it, I'm Matt.
It's like, hey, remember when Matt came up to you to have that exact same conversation last week, and you're like, no, shut up, I'm going to talk now.
Yeah, oh my god, they have some fun later, let me tell you.
Oh my god, they get so weird.
Rudy is a special kind of insane.
And that's the thing, we discussed at one point during this conversation where like she slaps him in the face like as a goof. Is she just crazy or is she drunk? And I'm like,
she's a little bit of both, but she's a special kind of crazy.
I think it's both.
Both. She's a special kind of crazy, for sure. So anyway, we get done with the Sheridan Julia date. Julia.
Yeah, you did.
Sheridan and Julia date, and it seemed like it all went great. They smooched a lot. They come home, and as they get home, Bree was for sure drunk, because she literally just goes, "Wah!" I was like, she's wasted.
I love it. I'm already loving the relationships between the contestants on this show. Like,
it's good. It's very good. So Julia is very torn still between Brandon and Sheridan. And it's not like Sheridan has been very open with her and forward about how he feels and like is very emotionally available and ready to like be in a relationship. Like, listen. I'm going to say something horrible right now. Julia.
What else is new?
Julia, you don't got that much time left. Get with Sheridan.
So, here's the thing. You know, I feel like at this point in the episode, there's Sheridan and Julia just got back from their day. Julia's still feeling things about Brandon. You know, that pot looks a little unstirred to me. So maybe it's time for another date card.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
Because let's be honest, like, look, Julia's hanging out with Sheridan and Brandon, but Brandon's not just hanging out with Julia.
He's also hanging out with, it seems like, every other woman in the house.
But also Savannah. So the date card, Savannah's date card. Savannah gets a date card.
Yes, sorry.
And she takes Brandon on a date. I know, and you gotta spit the seeds out. It's a whole process.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anyway. We're, we're, We're famous on the show for eating during podcast recording, which is just auditory poison.
Which, by the way, none of the Chinese places near me are open, so I can't even eat the right foods during this podcast recording.
Ridiculous. So Savannah and Brandon go on a date.
They sure do.
And
this was actually a nice date.
This was actually just like a date. Like, they just go and have dinner at this, like, jazz club restaurant that has, like, the oldest
oldest jazz duo ever.
By the way,
it's like, hey, Marty, do you like playing jazz with me? Oh, Ethel, I'm just playing the drums. I can't hear you.
Evil! Up, and away!
up, and away! That was so good. Great episode of SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. Anything involving Mermaid Man is fantastic. But yeah, so they're just having dinner. And then one of the old jazz people says, "Actually, it's open mic night here tonight. So anyone
it's open mic night, but not for any of you. But not for any of you. Just these two. It's only open mic night for these two. None of you."
Well, here's the thing: it's open mic night. Not everyone in this restaurant is a musician, probably, but these two musicians are here, and they're horny to sing.
They're horny to sing. So they get up and they sing Fever by Elvis. And oh boy howdy, is there a lot of sexual tension between these two. They want to fuck right.
Oh yeah.
There.
Like, come up and sing, but only dimmed there's only lights. One mic and it's very tiny, so you have to put your mouths very close to each other.
Dimmed lights, close singing to each other.
Elderly
people behind you who are definitely horny too. Like, they're hornier. Like, it's great. There's just horn dogs everywhere.
It's great. I love it.
So as this is going on, Julia's having a low-key freak out.
Yeah.
And so as this is going on, Sheridan's just like, you know, I've been feeling really good about everything with me and Julia. And I'm really happy. And, you know, I feel like we moved in a good direction.
But that's not what's happening right here.
You motherfucker.
I told you I'm not going to do it every episode anymore.
No, it's good. No, I liked it. But I wanted to make sure that I gave you this moment just in case. It was good.
I love Hidetoshi Hasegawa, but I think we need to,
No, no, it's good. Let's let him rest for a little while. Sometimes you got to pump the brakes. Listen, America, you can't always get what you want.
It's true.
And if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need, but not today. Not today. Maybe next week, idiots.
You know, that song, You Can't Always Get What You Want, was featured very prominently in the pilot episode of the television show House. The creator of that show, once House was over, went on to create the television show The Good Doctor.
Greatest show ever. Boy howdy, have I watched minutes. Have I watched minutes worth of previews for following episodes every week. It's great.
I feel like we're going to keep the butt mistake thing going on, but I like how we also have a recurring thing of how do we like A to C improv ourselves into talking about The Good Doctor?
Guys, the greatest show that we're not watching.
How do we segue into talking about The Good Doctor? A show that we haven't watched and will never watch.
which, to be fair, is my favorite recurring bit on this goddamn show. Julia basically
Savannah
comes in and goes,
Brandon, yep.
But mistake, as you said, but it's not happening. I'm going to still talk to Brandon. And Sheridan just like, the fuck?
Well, that's not ideal.
And he goes and like cries a little bit. And I was like, you bitch. You absolute bitch. You made my sweet
you hurt
boy
my
cry.
Boy.
You
my
hurt
boy?
My boy.
You hurt my boy.
And so I'm no longer
she
Team Julia.
She liked one of our tweets.
I'm no longer Team Julia. She can go kiss my butt.
Yeah.
Loser. So Savannah and Brandon, they have a real hot sing sesh, and then they go out and he pushes her against a wall and shoves his tongue down her throat.
Yep, because that's what happens.
That's how dates go.
That's how dates go. And then let's be honest, date over. We go back to the mansion, cocktail party, and then the rose ceremony. That's what's gonna happen now.
Yes. So cocktail party is fairly short from what they show us, but big things happen. Some fun stuff happens.
Big things happen, which includes what I'm going to call the inception of my new favorite Team Rocket duo.
Please tell me.
There is a scene where Julia decides to go have a conversation with Brandon.
Yes.
And they are outside, and they are like in the mansion, like sucking face, doing what they do.
Well, she doesn't like. She like sits down, and he's like, "I'm still into Savannah," and she's like, "I don't care," and just starts making out with him.
But the Team Rocket duo that is born of this is outside the mansion. Sheridan approaches Savannah, and Savannah says, "Do you know where Julia is?" And Sheridan says, "I think she's with Brandon." And Savannah just quietly goes, "Great."
And Sheridan's like, "Yep, I don't like it."
They both just like drink at the same time.
And he's like, "Yeah, I'm not happy about it either.
Drink.
Cheers."
Yep. And like, I'm here for that. I'm here for them just hating this.
Yeah, that was very good.
It's so good.
Also, caught up in all of this is sadly the most, who has turned out to be not a good contestant in this is Mel.
Oh, Mel.
She's just getting used and abused. Mel, you're this is not for you. This show is not for you. You need to be more physical. You can't be so much of an introvert on this show. You gotta be like out and be like, this is me. Let's make out.
Yep.
She's after Brandon.
Like, you gotta
Brandon
have that
is
tongue
clearly,
ready.
Yeah. Brandon is clearly not interested in you as any more than a friend.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, you're so done.
Mel.
Everyone can see it. Yeah, Mel, you're absolutely not making it.
Sorry, Mel.
So, yeah, Mel, anything ain't happening. So, as that's happening, Rudy is still trying to figure out what the fuck she's going to do. Because Natasha has already made a move on Ryan and has just...
Yep.
Eaten his face. Did you see that?
She basically consumed him.
She consumed him. She's like, she's a fucking black widow, bro. Ryan is just a dumb, boring kid who says almost nothing.
Here's the thing.
Is musically talented, but is like a dumb nerd. And Savannah's like, "I love nerds."
Natasha.
They're long names.
Yeah. But that was like they have this conversation where like they're sitting on the couch, like they have their like leaning on their sides, and it's like Natasha refers to Ryan. She's like, "You kind of got like a Clark Kent vibe," and it's like, "Okay, calm down. Let's be honest.
Chill, bitch."
And Ryan's like, "I don't know if this makes any sense. Like, I'm like a really kind of super nerd guy," and Natasha's like, "I like nerdy guys." And my immediate reaction to that is, "No, you don't.
I like nerdy guys," and under her breath, she goes, "I also really like roses."
Yeah.
Because that's what she's trying
and
for.
And then Natasha devours Ryan's face. And then the conversation ends, and it's time for Ryan to devour someone else's face now.
Yeah. So Rudy is just like, "I gotta figure it out. I gotta do something." She goes and she sits next to Ryan, and she's like, "So, like, I don't know, like, should I kiss you? I'm not sure. Okay." Like, and then make out, and it's awful.
And she compares
horrible.
Him to Harry Potter. That's important.
Yeah, she compares him to Harry Potter. She's awful, and it's a terrible kiss, and there's no chemistry there whatsoever. And also, Rudy, what the fuck? That's what Matt tried to do to you, but you're okay with this? What are you doing?
Make up your mind.
And then, so that's happening. And then my favorite Rudy moment, which I think just solidifies her as the right kind of weird for this show. She goes outside to talk to Matt. She goes outside to talk to Matt. And they start giggling and
this
and
is the are you crazy or drunk conversation.
Yes. They start having a conversation. He makes some jokes at her. And she goes, ha 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 ha! And slaps him. Like, really?
Yeah.
Legit just slaps him. And then she goes, oh, ah, and then they just make out.
Yep.
It, within 2 seconds, she's like, ah, oh, no, ah. Wild. Rudy is insane.
It's wild. It's wild. But let's, I feel like that's the, that's all the highlights. That's the, that's the cocktail
party.
Yes,
that's the main thing
that happens in the rose
ceremony. In the cocktail party. So rose ceremony.
Let's move into that rose ceremony.
We got the basics out of the way. Chris and Bree, of course. Trevor and Jamie, of course.
Yep.
Now things start getting
Danny and Becca, who?
Danny and Becca, who?
Yeah, Trevor and Jamie, we already said that one. Matt gives his rose to Rudy, like he said he would.
Hey, it fucking works.
Not
good job, Rudy.
Man of his word.
And so Cheyenne is just like, oh yeah, I should have talked more in this show.
Yep. Ryan gives his rose to Natasha.
But they don't even show that. They just show Ryan. Best. They show Ryan stepping up, and then they just show them walking back. Like, why the fuck won't you just show me?
Which is great. Because I have a theory that Ryan is allergic to roses.
Maybe. Oh my god, yeah, maybe.
Because last week we didn't see him receive a rose, and this week we didn't see him get a rose. I think he is deathly allergic to roses. If he touches a rose, he will swell up and die.
Let's see what happens next week. Because if they clip away from Ryan's rose again, this is a legitimate theory.
Yeah, this is a theory. Ryan is deathly allergic to roses.
So then Ryan gets that. Does that, and then and Jamie and Trevor are very unhappy because they have to see Natasha.
Yep, because
more.
Now they still have to deal with Natasha trying to interfere in their lives. Brandon, time for his rose. Who's he going to give it to?
This was a big drum roll.
Yeah, he gives his rose to Savannah.
Sure does.
So, Mel, bye-bye.
Mel's definitely going home.
Gabe gives his rose to Ruby, two people who have never spoken on this show at all.
No, they had once they had gotten, I think when she showed up, she was like talking to Gabe right away, I think.
Okay, sure. It wasn't really a focus.
No, not at all, because Gabe just doesn't matter at this point yet.
Yeah, no, he plays the cello in the park. And then the final rose tonight is Sheridan.
And look, I'm a huge Sheridan fan, but,
my boy, you deserve so much better than this.
What a
pussy.
And
I understand
the circumstances.
What a massive
pussy.
Yep. Sheridan gives his rose to Julia.
You gigantic tool. But you're great, Sheridan, but this was so bad. You deserve so much better than this chick who can't make up her mind.
Yep. Come
and,
on.
And then as they get in there, Brandon's like, oh, so like I want to talk to you some more a little later.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Fuck
Which
you, Brandon.
Like, okay, so this, we're just going to keep ruining Sheridan's whole shit?
Yeah, fuck you, Brandon.
Brandon, you're trash.
Brandon, you're turning out to be a real trash boy.
So this week we lose Mel, Cheyenne, and Mariana.
Yeah.
Mariana, who just arrived.
Who just arrived.
And then, meanwhile, Mel and Cheyenne, who, let's be honest, only arrived a week ago, like the rest of them.
Yeah. Again, Cheyenne wasn't even able to make an impression, and, Mel just too introverted for this, unfortunately.
It seems that way. So that's the episode.
That's the episode. Good episode.
Good episode. A lot of dates. Date heavy. I'm glad we're getting a lot of dates and not a lot of, like, mansion fuckery.
Well,
you know?
I do. Yeah. At least that's good. That I enjoy.
Like, we're focusing on the dates, and I like that.
And the music.
It's about we're focusing on the relationships.
You forgot what it was about. It's about the music.
Fuck yeah.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines.
Read between the lines. All right. So I think, Alan, It's time for the number one jam.
Yes!
Play me your number one jam.
I'll play my number one jam. And you know, speaking of number one jams, I'm excited for what this week's number one jam is gonna be.
Oh, I've already got an idea.
I'm so excited to hear it. So anyway, my number one jam is going out to the Bachelor producers. Because for multiple reasons. One, all this drama you created this episode, fantastic.
Fantastic. I love it. I love every second of it.
Also,
just eat it up like syrup on pancakes. Yum, 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 yum.
Also, something I noticed while Trevor is talking to Jamie, they have a tapestry directly behind them that is also hanging up on my wall.
They have the exact same tapestry.
The exact same tapestry that I bought on Amazon.
They decorated this mansion with cheap shit from Amazon.
That I bought on Amazon 5 years ago. And I saw it took, I mean, I registered in 2 seconds. I'm like, that's my tapestry. So fantastic.
Very good.
Great, great. I'm glad the Bachelor producers have as good of taste as I do.
Clearly.
What's your number one jam, Alex?
My number one jam this week. I should have thought about this. I really didn't think about it very much. What was my number one? You know what? I'm going to scroll through Twitter right now because I really did tweet some good things.
You had some solid tweets.
I had some good tweets. I think I'm going to give my number one jam to Sheridan and Savannah. Just for that very good, like,
very,
moment.
Very, very positive negative bonding.
Yes, exactly. I just loved that moment so much of the two of them just like, okay.
Fuck these two. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Very good.
And like, I just really want them to be friends. Like, I don't want there to be any romantic drama between Sheridan and Savannah.
I just want them to complain to each other about the person that they're currently with. Like, yo, what the fuck? I know, right? And they just drink their wine.
God, we don't have to go into a whole thing about this, but man, do I love this show.
It's good. I'm good, dude. It's a winner. You got a winner here, Bachelor producers. You got a winner.
Yeah. And again, I never want to see it again.
No. We need the Bachelor presents like, Fix My Heart, which is like the doctor one.
Yeah, sure. We can tie in the Good Doctor there.
Yeah, oh my God. They have to air that during the Good Doctor season.
But yeah, no, like, this is, like, it's very good. I love it. Let's end this episode. I think it's time.
I think it's time, too.
All right. Folks, thank you for listening to the Final Bros tonight. We're available places, and you should like us and rate us and subscribe to us, because that's really cool. You can get in touch with us on our social media platforms, both Facebook and Twitter, at Final Bros Tonight. Links to both of those will be in the episode description.
The tweets are getting good,
folks.
Also,
leave us a voice message. Huh?
The tweets are getting good, folks.
The tweets are good. I've been live tweeting, and it's very good. You can also leave us a voice message on our hosting platform, Anchor, which is a super great platform that we use to publish this podcast.
You're welcome.
No one's ever done that.
But someone will eventually, and will love you.
Someday someone will. Or, you like, honestly, just, like, send us a message on Facebook.
Yeah, send us a message.
We'll respond to it, we'll roast you, whatever.
We'll either tell you you're the dumbest person alive, or we'll tell you how much we love you. You know, it's whatever you want.
Yeah.
And by what you want, it's what I want. It's how I feel.
To quote the original advice columnist, once again, keep sending me emails, and I'll keep criticizing your spelling and punctuation errors.
I like that. Good pull, Alex.
Strong bad.
Very good pull, Alex. Strong, yeah. No, very good
Thank
pull.
You. So that'll do it tonight, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
No,
stop. We have to play another song over this. We stop this. There's another song playing.
That's
right
exactly
now.
How they felt in the plane. Now you know. Exactly how they felt. Stop this. I have another song.